Hello.
And welcome to the pilot episode of Ginger
and the Gay.
We are Emily
and David.
One of us is a ginger.
And one of us is gay.
Neither are both.
We decided to start this podcast because we both share a passion for reality television.
And just pop culture gossip in general.
So if you're interested in hearing best friends recap television episodes.
And just make each other laugh. Stick around and enjoy.
All right, let's cut to the chase and get right into it. Big Brother 23, what is your intake?
It's a very diverse cast this year.
Right.
Usually they stick to the formula of one black person, one gay person, and a bunch of white people. This year it's a big mix.
I definitely agree. It's definitely a diverse cast. You know, I'm loving the whole, you know, what every season what we usually get, like, models and people, you know, that are just not typical, basically, Americans, if that's the correct term.
I don't think it is.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, you know, it's not everyday people. And so this year, I feel like it's definitely everyday people, which, you know, I'm loving and, you know, I'm feeling for it. Have you been able to?
There's not a lot of age diversity, though.
No. I mean, what? The oldest is what, like 40?
I think Tiffany's the oldest, right? She's 40.
Yeah, she's about 40, and yeah, like, not like previous seasons where, like, you know, there's like a 50, 60-year-old and stuff like that, but it's still, I believe it's like a good cast. Like, I'm excited so far. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, are a live feeder like me. Have you been watching the live feeds?
Very rarely.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on it as much as I used to be, but, you know, so far so good. You know, I'm excited for our fantasy league that we do, you know, every year. That's exciting.
Yes, this is our third year for our fantasy league.
Yeah, 3 years. And this year is crazy because, you know, we have 16 players in our fantasy league compared to the other years, which is crazy.
Yes, and our pot is up to like $320. I'm definitely going to win.
Definitely. Who do you have again?
I have Brittany.
Brittany is...
What? Brittany's going to karate chop her way to the top.
Why do you say that?
That's the only thing I know about her is that she can do karate.
Why'd you pick her, though? Because you knew karate?
Yeah.
My person is Travis.
Travis. He looks real plain.
But it wasn't my first pick. My first pick was Derek X, but because, you know, every year we do this whole draft thing where, you know, we put people in a random generator kind of a thing and, you know, the system picks who goes first or whatever. And I believe I was the 15th person.
Yes.
To choose. And I was left with Travis or I believe it was Derek F.
Yeah.
And I chose Travis. Not my finest pick, you know. Or whatever. I think, you know, he has potential, but I just think his mouth and his, the way his physique, am I saying that right?
Physique,
yeah.
Still wrong.
His body may come up, rub the house guests a different way because he does look like an athletic, you know.
He looks like a physical threat.
Correct. So that's the only thing that I fear out of his gameplay. But other than that, like I said, I've been watching the live feeds and, you know, has a very social game and he's very good with talking with everyone. And, you know, he's very like a flirt and stuff like that. He doesn't know karate, but, you know, I think he has potential, you know, in the way.
Let's talk about some of these other house guests.
Okay.
Because this cast is a little different. Alyssa, she's role-playing.
Yeah,
she's not very memorable yet.
Not very memorable, really. Like, you know, she has the typical model figure. You know, she, you know, when you look at her,
designer.
Right, she's not like your average person. Like, you know, she doesn't. I don't think she knows much about the game, and I don't think she knows, like, you know, obviously a lot about Big Brother. But she just seems like she's. If she doesn't get in a showmance, I don't think she's gonna go far in the game. She's not very, you know.
She could potentially be our first evicted house guest.
She potentially, yeah, because I believe this week it's Alyssa and Kylan, and you know, obviously we record these episodes on what's today, Wednesday. Tonight is the veto ceremony and the veto competition. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But right now, who's I believe that's on the block is Kylan and Alyssa. So I feel, though, if Alyssa's still on the block, she still has potential on going home. But you never know, you know. The Big Brothers, you know, it's a game where everything changes within minute by minute. So depends on how good she talks of a game.
What do you think about Azza? I really don't know much about her yet.
Azza, at first, when I first saw her, I'm not going to lie, I honestly thought, I was like, oh, this girl's going to be out the first week. But as, like I said, I watching the feed, she, and I go on to, you know, the Big Brother chats and all that stuff. She's actually everyone's number one pick to win the Big Brother game.
Really?
Yeah. She has all the qualities. Like, she is a fan of the show, and she is very set up to win this game. And I'm actually kind of to like her. Like, her first impressions, I thought, oh yeah, she's going to be out, you know, week one. She doesn't look like a physical threat and, you know, all that stuff. But she actually, I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up in the final two.
Brent Champagne. He is going to be a handful.
Brent Champagne. Yeah. Like I said, you know, we don't really get to know, like this year, like previous years, we didn't get to really know the house guest. We were given, you know, names, but we really weren't given interviews like previous years, where how they interviewed them in the diary room session or diary room.
Yeah, we didn't get to see any personality beforehand.
Right. And Brent Champagne, actually, he comes off as a douchebag. Like,
for sure.
He doesn't, like, you know, but as watching the feeds compared to the show, because I don't know if you guys watch Big Brother or, you know anything about Big Brother, but if you watch the show, it's different compared to what you watch on the feeds. And the show, he does come across as a douchebag and, you know, whatever. But if you watch him on the feeds, he's definitely authentic and he's definitely, he just seems real. And
you think he's like just getting a bad edit?
Yeah, I definitely think he's getting a bad edit because, like I said, like, yeah, he looks like a physical threat, but I think he is very authentic and I think he's very sincere. And I think if he doesn't, depending on where he aligns with and who he aligns with, we'll get him far in this game.
I think he's definitely going to be the type to start an all-boy alliance.
Yeah.
He seems like that. He's going to gather up everybody that's like a physical threat and want them on his side.
Yeah, I can see that. Like I said, it all depends on how this week plays out. You know, right now I believe he's close with Frenchie, the current HOH. Because at first Frenchie, you know, he thought he was going to target him. And then, you know, they got to know each other and all that stuff. But I think if he aligns with the right people, he can actually last long. If he goes with the all-guy alliance, he's going to be chopped off really quickly. But if he plays it smart and mixes it up, which I think he is, because, you know, I feel like
he needs to align himself with somebody really not obvious, like Sarah or Claire, something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely with Sarah. And you're talking about Sarah Beth, right?
Yeah.
The lesbian. I forgot where she was, but yeah, I think she's playing a good game right now, but I feel like she's going to be out pretty soon because everyone's catching on to how, you know, how nice she is. This cast is really like grasping on to, you know, everyone's character, if that makes sense. Like, they're very like, you know, they don't want floaters, and they consider Sarah Beth a floater.
Yeah.
So
that's her whole strategy,
is to be a floater and all that stuff. So yeah. I don't, if Sarah, like I said, if Sarah Beth doesn't align herself with a strong person, she's going to be out quickly, because this cast is all about, they want to keep people who are willing to play the game.
Right.
They're not looking for people like to be floaters and stuff like that. But that's every season. Like everyone says, like, you know, they want to keep people who play the game. But if you look at the Big Brother game, like, wouldn't you want people to go to the end who are actually are floaters? So like, it's so easily to beat them at the end.
Exactly.
So only time will tell. But yeah, Sarah Beth, I don't see, you know, her lasting as long as, you know.
No, and I don't think her voice actor thing is going to work.
Right.
People yeah. will find out that she's not just a voice actor.
Yeah, and what is she?
She's like a chemist or something.
Yeah.
Christian, he's our wild card winner.
Christian reminds me a lot like Josh from season 17. And he actually won. He got on everyone's nerves. He was very cocky. He's very ignorant. But he reminds me a lot of Josh from season 17, who actually won Big Brother. So I feel like if Christian can survive the first 4 weeks of Big Brother, I think he will actually have a chance of winning the game.
You think he's going, like, to have a little showmance with Alyssa?
No, because I don't think, no. I think that's more of like a friendship kind of thing. I honestly don't think there's going to be a showmance this season.
None?
But no, I don't think so. I think there's going to be like, you know, flirtation, or how Big Brother's going to edit it in a way, but I don't think it's going to be authentic, and I don't think it's going to be like a Jeff and Jordan like from season 11. I think it's going to be like, you know, we really haven't, like, when's the last showmance we had? Like, I know season 21 we had Holly and Jackson, but I feel like that was TV edited. Like, it wasn't really like real. I think we're going to have another season of that where Big Brother, because Big Brother's all about like showmances. Big Brother's all about like, you know, all that stuff. And I think it's going to be edited. I don't think it's going to be real. So if
they want us to think Xavier's going to be in a showmance.
Right. Like I said, it's going to be all edited. So they're going to force us to believe that this person is going to feel head over heels with this person. The two people that I think they're going to push down our throats are going to be Brent and Whitney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two people that I think they're going to try to show something. Like, you know, Whitney, I believe she's a mother, and Brent is actually younger, but Whitney, like, she has potential. She reminds me a lot of Janelle from season 6, season 7, season 14, and actually she was on All Stars last season.
Can be a Janelle?
Yeah, I think she's going to give us a Janelle vibe.
I don't think she's that bright.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, at least not from just watching the episodes.
Well, when you first watched season, I mean, I don't know if you watched season 6 or whatever. Did you ever watch Janelle seasons where, you know, she wasn't bright? She won competitions. And the first head of household, you know, Whitney won team captain. You know, it was other teammates that hold her back with the whole, you know, her cards falling and all that stuff. But I think if Whitney is under pressure, and Whitney, you know, she's going to be a physical threat. I think she's in it to play the game. And Janelle was the same way. Like, when Janelle was under pressure, Janelle won the game. But if you, I guarantee you, Whitney is going to be the next Janelle of Big Brother.
We'll see. What do you think about Claire? I think, well, Claire was our last minute addition to the cast. She's going to be good in competitions, but I think she's going to be too aggressive socially.
Yeah, we honestly don't know a lot about Claire. She was added last minute. Claire, I mean, I don't know. I mean, watching the feeds, there's not a lot about Claire. She just looks plain to me. I've been watching the feeds since it started, and everyone considers her a big threat because of what she won during the competition in the team captain thing or whatever. But when you watch Claire's social game and you watch her personally, I don't think she has it all. Like, I don't, the only way that she'll make it to the end is she actually, like, she sneaks her way to the end. But I don't see her winning a lot of competitions. And I honestly don't see her going far. I think she'll be out before jury because she's not building a lot of connections in the house as everyone else is.
So the social game's just not there.
It's not there. She's not really connecting with anyone.
Now, it's that versus an extremely social player like Derek F. Derek F. is going to be like a social butterfly, but will he be too much? Is it overwhelming how social he is?
And Derek F. is the person that actually, I think he has the father who's a famous boxer.
Yes, Joe Frazier.
Yeah. Derek F., my opinion on Derek F. is I think he's going to be, yeah, he's going to get far because of his social game. And if you watch the feeds and if you're a fan of Big Brother, you'll understand that he has the social game that everyone wants. He has ties with everyone. He has deals with everyone. He has a final two deal with Frenchie. He has a final two deal with Tiffany. He has a final deal with everyone. And he has ties with everything. But I guaranteed he's going to get caught up after, you know, I believe after when jury starts is when everyone will see what type of person he is. And I believe America will definitely get sick of him because he seems like a talker, you know, actions speak louder than words. And I feel like sometimes his words, he's going to like, you know, they're going to get up to him. So I feel like he's going to dig his own grave, basically.
That could also depend on what kind of edit he gets in the live shows too, because if they edit him, they could easily make him like America's Sweetheart.
I think America's Sweetheart this season is going to be Tiffany.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tiffany, everyone, like, you know, is obsessed with Tiffany because she's actually playing the best game out of everyone. Like, every single person in that game. She's playing it smart. She's keeping it down low. She knows who to go to. She knows what to say to everyone. And she's going to make it far. And I predict that Tiffany will win America's Favorite Player.
Wow, that's a strong prediction on week one.
I know. Who do you think? I mean, if you would have to choose, who do you think would get it?
I don't know. I like Derek F. and I also like Brittany. I think that they're good personality wise. It's just, are they going to be able to dial it back enough to where it's not overwhelming?
Yeah. No, I think Derek F. is going to get a strong edit. And he's, right now, everyone's like, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But as you continue to watch him, he's going to get that edit where everyone's like, oh, okay. He's obviously not winning competition because a lot of people, like when you watch Big Brother, you want to root for the underdog. Derek F. is an underdog, like, you know. But when you watch the underdog constantly lose every week, you lose interest in it. You're like, you know, obviously he's all right. Talk, you know.
It has to be an underdog with a potential to win.
Right, and Derek F. is not going to win anything soon. The only thing he'll win is if you have to roll a ball into a number, but he's not going to hold on to a wall long. He's not going to, like, you know, get the correct trivia games or anything like that. The only chance he wins of winning HOH is if he has to get a high score or something, and that's anyone can win that. That's the only time he's going to win a competition. He's basically all talk. Tiffany is very street smart, and she's very, like, she knows the game. If you look at her bio, she is a Big Brother fan. She's been watching for a long time. She knows this game, and she's older, and so I feel like that gives her potential to win the game because she knows how the younger crowd works and how everyone talks. Like I said, she knows what to say to certain types of people, and she says it to the right person, and it's gonna go a long way.
What about Derek X?
Derek X, like I said, he was originally my first pick. That's the person that I wanted in our Big Brother draft or whatever. Unfortunately, I did not pick that. But
he's one of our youngest players.
He has potential. This week, he kind of got in a little, you know, shake up in the house because he was talking too much. But he actually, you know, he's very smart. He's definitely taken it back a notch about, you know, saying certain stuff. But he has potential if he's able to, you know, zip it a little bit. You know, in the beginning, he was just saying too much, and everyone was getting nervous because of what he was saying. So that kind of put him in the danger zone. But right now, I think he has potential to make it to jury. I don't see Derek X actually winning it.
Yeah, I don't see him getting close to, like, Final Four or anything like that.
No, I think he'll definitely make it to jury, but he after jury he won't, you know.
We briefly covered Frenchie. Frenchie is a hot mess right now. He is basically doing every Big Brother strategy he's ever seen all in the first week.
Frenchie is trying to be that person where he plays like the best Big Brother play, like in his head, but he's also playing with his heart. You know, he went in the game thinking like, you know, this is how he wants to play. He wanted to get rid of the meatheads, is what he said, I think in the episode first, is he wanted to get rid of the strong athletic guys.
He said he would get rid
And
of no women.
yeah, he said he would not put up any women, is what he wanted to do in the first week,
And we
is he
know he
wouldn't.
obviously did both of those things. He put up a meathead and a woman.
Yeah, and I think Frenchie is having a hard time with playing with his heart and playing actually the game of Big Brother, where sometimes you have to leave your heart at the door,
And
like, you know, like.
sometimes I think it can hurt you to know too much about the game. He feels too much pressure to act out whatever strategy he always thought he would do, and now it's just hurting him.
Right, and like I said, like, you know, I mean, like you said, like, you know, sometimes it hurts you knowing the game of the Big Brother, but sometimes it's just an advantage. Like, you know, if you watch Big Brother, like, I don't know how long you've been watching Big Brother, but I've been watching Big Brother since season one. And watching Big Brother, like, you know, you gotta leave your heart at the door. Like, you know, you have family, you have friends at home and all that stuff, but when you're into that game, like, you can't feel bad for these people. You can't feel emotion has to be left at the door. Like, you're in it for a game. Like, it's like when you play a game of Monopoly. Like, you don't feel bad because you're stealing another property from someone else. You're not gonna cry because, you know, they're about to lose their money.
Especially
This
not week one.
week, and especially when you have $750,000 on the line. Like, I understand people have problems and people have their issues and everyone's in there for themselves, but you gotta think of it. There's only gonna be one winner, regardless of what you're coming in with. Like, there's only one winner, and it's just, you know, I don't think Frenchie is playing it, you know, obviously for his family, but that stuff. But he's playing with emotion, and that's gonna damage his game.
Yeah, he needs to learn to be more ruthless.
Yeah.
Now Hannah is our youngest player this season, and I read something the other day. She's our first player born in the 2000s.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Doesn't it?
Like, 2000 feel like it's around the corner.
Yeah.
But Hannah is actually the first person that admitted that she never watched Big Brother. Big Brother reached out to her.
So we'll have to see if that works in her favor or not.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, I think, you know, there's been a couple players that last long in it. You know, I believe like Jordan from Big Brother 11, she was scouted from Big Brother. She, you know, and Rachel Riley, who was scouted on 12, but then she actually became a fan of 12 and she won 13. And but people that are actually scouted from Big Brother don't last long. I mean, they last long, but they don't win the game.
She could be the one
Hannah,
to change that. We'll see.
no, Hannah, I think is gonna get caught up in something, and she's gonna be the reason, and she's gonna be evicted. I actually can see her trying to get into showmance with someone. But
I
I
could
don't
see
I
that
think
too. She seems like a flirt.
yeah, she's gonna get herself in trouble, and she's gonna and the reason and the re how she gets in trouble is gonna be the reason why she gets evicted.
Now, Kylan. Kylan is our one of our first two nominees. He is Frenchie considers him a meathead. I don't know if he's really a meathead. He seems like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
What do you feel about him?
Kylan, I mean, I actually like Kylan. Like, at first, like, he'd look whatever, but Kylan is actually playing the same game as Frenchie. He's playing with emotion. He's playing with his heart on his sleeve, basically. He's feeling bad for everyone in the he doesn't know how to play this game. He's also one of those people that I mean, he says he's a Big Brother fan, but I don't think he really is. He doesn't understand this game because he's saying one thing and then someone says something and then he feels bad and then he goes back on it, and he's gonna he yeah he's not gonna last long because, like I said, he's playing with his heart on the sleeve. You can't go in the Big Brother house with emotion. Like, you just can't. And the once you show emotion, your game is completely over. If you feel bad for people, it's over. And he is playing the game where, you know, he's more worried about building friendship than actually, you know, winning. That makes sense.
Right. And Xavier, we briefly talked about, all I can see from him, it doesn't really seem like he's physically that well at comps yet, except like, but he definitely seems interested in a showmance. He's there to flirt. But does he know anything about the game?
Xavier, I think he knows a little bit about the game. Like I said, I don't know much. I'm just going off first impression. Xavier, I think, you know, he has potential. Like, he scared me in the first couple when I've been watching the feeds because he gets paranoid very quickly. He talks to himself a lot. And I'm trying to remember the person from Big Brother 16. I forgot his name. He looked like The Rock.
Devin. Yes. He went a little crazy.
He's going to be the Devin of this season. Because right now, he's very paranoid. Like, he wants to start an alliance. He wants to get everyone on the same page and all that stuff. But the minute he feels someone's cracks, I feel like he's going to blow it up. He's going to ruin his own game. Because I think the minute the live feed started, I remember just listening to him say, like, you know, I can't do this fakeness. I can't do it. I can't do it. They don't want to go up there, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be his worst enemy. Like I said, if he doesn't snap out of it, he's gonna blow his own game up.
Yeah,
because he's very paranoid, and he's an attorney, which I'm surprised. Like he's very smart. He's able to lie a little bit and all that stuff. But his paranoia is gonna get the best of him.
He's not gonna be good under pressure.
Not at all. Pretty much. I'm trying to go the list. Like, you know, was that 16 house guest?
Yeah.
Really? That's crazy. I mean, well, no, Travis.
Well, we briefly talked about Travis. He's pretty plain. We don't really know how he's going to do.
Yeah, Travis, that's my guy. Travis is the person I picked. Not out of, whatever, but I feel like if he's able to win a couple of competitions, he's able to go far. But, if he doesn't win anything, he's going to be out the first or second week because people are going to look at his body because it's first impressions, They're going to look at him and like, oh, he's going to win a competition. So they're going
to
vote him out.
He's going to have to back that up, though. So if he can't back up being a physical, like if they think he's going to be good at physical comps, if he can't back that up, he's in trouble.
Yeah. So he needs to just figure something out and try to, build a social game so – if he does go up on the block or anything like that, he's able to secure his votes.
Also, he kind of looks like an Oompa Loompa. Just saying.
No, he does not. I think if he cut it this short hair, he would actually be attractive.
Yeah, but the hair is a problem.
Yeah. Well, he lives in Hawaii. He's the surfer dude, and most surfers have long hair. It's just, I don't know why that is. Because, I mean, I'm not a female or anything like that, but, like, why would you want long hair if you're going in the water? Isn't that a lot to maintain?
You would think so.
So, yeah. But I'm excited. I'm really excited for this season. I think it's going to be a good season compared to last year where, I think it was just given to us because of the whole COVID situation and stuff like that. But
they tried their best last year. It just didn't work.
Yeah, and I feel like this season has potential of being actually an exciting season. I mean, we're only in week one. The premiere actually started a week from today. And they're already, discussing things. And, I feel like, the episode is going to air tonight at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. I think it has potential being a good season. It all depends on, the house guest. So hopefully we get, a good season to what we deserve. Because for a minute, Big Brother has been very, blah.
Lately. Yeah, we need controversy, we need fights, we need drama.
Well, yeah, I mean, any state of mind, like, there's already controversy going on with the Big Brother cast, because I don't know if you heard this, but Whitney, who believes that the Sandy Hook thing is not real.
What?
that was picked up, yeah. She said something, because she has kids, and she was stating to someone that the Sandy Hook, the whole thing happened was a hoax or whatever.
Well, that's going to get her in trouble.
Right. But I feel like, you know, everything you say should not be held to, like, you know, this generation that we live in, like, you say the wrong thing at all times and everyone gets offensive. It's
the cancel culture.
Right. It's just like, we live in a place where we're able to speak our mind regardless. Like, we're not all going to have the same opinions on anything.
No, but some things should get you canceled.
Well, not necessarily. Like, you know, that's blocking your opinion. Like, if I say something that you're not okay with, you shouldn't cancel me out.
I cancel you all the time.
Well, I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, we should live in a world where we're able to say something without getting scrutinized all the time. Like, we're going to be in a world where we say the wrong thing and it's like, all right, you're Dover, you know. It's like that's not the place that we lived in, what, years and years and years ago? Like, it's crazy to me. Like, this I understand.
This is going to be Jimmy Crack Corn again, all over again.
Jimmy Crack Corn. That still is. I get it. Like, you know, like I said, like 20 years ago, that song wasn't, like, you know, if you say it now and you look into it now, it's probably offensive to people.
It was just offensive then as it is now. The only difference is that now the majority of people aren't as racist. The majority of people are trying to fight against the racism. So right. That's where it becomes the problem.
Right. And it doesn't have to do with any of the racism, too. It has to do with, like, you know, just people's different beliefs. Like, you know, you look at the Black Lives Matter thing and you look at, you know, other things going on. You know, it's just not race. You know, it's just people are just very, I don't know. It's just, it's the world that we live in is scary because I'm afraid, like, in 10 years, it's, you know, it's going to be hectic.
Well, we're happy we have this diverse cast. We're happy we have our Julie Chen Moonves.
We are happy to have her because I don't think if it wasn't for her, I don't think I'd watch Big Brother. She makes Big Brother.
She's the only thing that holds it together.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good season. I can feel it.
Yeah. And like I said, if you watch Big Brother, if you don't know anything about it, definitely, you know, give it a try. Try to watch the live feeds. I always say, like, you know, I always talk to people about who don't watch it. Like, how can you watch this show? It doesn't make sense. It's reality. Like, it's just basically, like, you know, you're watching people sneak their way to the top, just like in every life. Like, you know, if you work a job or anything like that, you have people that work around you that are doing shady shit behind your back. You just don't have a camera following you or a microphone following you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everyone does and says anything they can to get to the top, and that's what the game is about. And if you watch the show, it's nice to watch the show, but if you watch the live feeds, you get the non-edited version and you get to really know these people and who they're about and stuff like that. If you watch the TV show, it's more edited and it's more, like, you know, scripted, if that makes sense.
It's how CBS wants you to see them. And right. It's a variety of people tossed into a house. There will be at least one person that you identify with or understand their thinking, and you'll want to root for them.
Right. And like I said, every season there's always an underdog. There's always someone you want to root for and all that stuff. But every season, we get hooked every season. Like I said, I've been watching Big Brother since season one. I'm going to watch Big Brother until it freaking ends or whatever. I'm always a fan. Always will be a fan.
And we'll cover other shows and other topics on this podcast. But we obviously are such Big Brother fans that we wanted our first podcast episode to be about Big Brother. So next week we'll talk about something else and probably some more Big Brother.
Yeah. Like I said, this is our first time doing this podcast. Like, you know, we just thought of something, you know, oh, let's do this, you know? And so if you guys have any, like, you know, suggestions or anything like that, we're definitely, like, you know, we're both reality TV shows. We watch Bravo. We watch, you know, I know I watch the E! Network and sometimes I'll watch CBS. Like, I don't know, like, you know, the Love Island kind of thing. I'm not getting it this season. I don't know if you watched it.
No, I didn't watch any of that show. And we're willing to watch anything. If there's something we're not already watching, let us know. We'll check it out.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're just people that like to watch reality TV shows and gossip.
We hope we were able to entertain you. And if you enjoyed this, we plan to make a new episode once a week going forward.
So follow us on Instagram and TikTok, ginger.thegay. And if you have any topic suggestions,
or would like to be a guest on an upcoming episode, please email us at ginger.thegay@gmail.com.